You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So to start off with, why has the Victoria University of Wellington Foundation decided to divest from Israeli government bonds?
I think because of student pressure. There has been a sustained campaign for a good part of the past year, actually, to get the university to divest from Israel and several connections with the apartheid state of Israel. That's really ramped up in the past few months, and what we're seeing now is the outcome of that.
How much money was the university investing in Israel, and where was the money going?
So the university foundation had about 50,000 New Zealand dollars invested in Israeli government bonds. So that type of like financial instrument that a state can sell to help finance its operations. So in this case, it's a pretty direct connection to funding Israel's genocide is these government bonds.
What does this mean, and why is it important that they're funding Israel?
It's important. I mean, on the scale of things, it's a small amount of money, but they're an institution that represents us as students and staff, in fact, and the fact that any dollar is being sent to a country that is committing a genocide in Gaza, that is imposing a system of apartheid that is illegal under international law, that more than 40,000 people have been killed in the past year. We want no part of that, and it seems like a no-brainer to ask our university that it doesn't use our money and our institutional connections to implicate us in that.
This comes after months of protesting efforts at the university from Student Justice for Palestine Poneke, as well as other groups such as Victoria University of Wellington Student Association, Ngāi Tauira and Vic Muslims Club, and Uni Workers for Palestine. Believe that these collective efforts have helped with garnering the attention of the University Foundation and its financial ties to Israel?
Absolutely. I mean, this kind of came at a critical moment because the university, the foundation, was kind of rearranging some of its finances, changing its fund manager. So we knew about this and were able to capitalize on the fact that they were at a point where it would be very easy for them to divest. And so the pressure that we put on, we know that the visibility of our campaigns was a significant factor in them deciding to divest from Israel. I mean, there's no other reason they would have done it. In the initial stages of this campaign, we were trying to work with them in a more kind of administrative capacity and enter into talks and ask them to do these things. And, the messaging that we were getting is that, oh, it's out of our hands. This isn't something that we can control. It's just not how the world of finance works. You can't just snap your fingers and divest. You have to think about things like fiduciary duty and return on investment. I think the lesson that we've learned is that that isn't true, and that if it is going to cause enough of an embarrassment to them, that they will take that risk, or they will respond to that risk and remove their exposure to something that is seen as unacceptable, it being Israeli government bonds.
What are future advocacy plans looking like now, following the university's foundation's pulling of Israeli bonds?
Yeah, I think this is a really critical moment because obviously this is an amazing win that we've actually managed to pressure the university into divesting. The most important next step right now is to get them to commit going forward to a policy of not investing in Israel and indeed any other human rights violators. So we want to make sure that this decision is not just something that the foundation board makes this week, but that's entrenched in their policy going forward so that they can't roll back this win in the future if they perceive that the pressure's gone away.
With the University Foundation divesting in Israeli bonds, are we currently seeing similar actions occur in other universities across the Motu?
Yeah, absolutely. Massey University recently held a big protest at their open day, highlighting their university's investments in Israeli government bonds. Similarly, there have been big actions at Auckland and Canterbury universities, and I know that there are groups active working on this.
So for students across the country who want to get involved with student-led protesting action over concerns with the university's financial ties to Israel, how would you suggest they do this?
Well, I'd just suggest connecting with your local Student Justice for Palestine group. Most of them are on Instagram that I'm aware of. Find out when the meetings are. Come along. Come to protest. And if you're not a student, if you're not involved with your student group, make one. or find a local community group to be a part of to protest and keep the pressure on.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'll just say, like, we have part of our campaign to get the university to divest was an open letter from university students demanding that the university divest from Israel, commit to ongoing boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israel, both financial and cultural and academic, and also to establish scholarships and opportunities for Palestinian students and academics to study in Aotearoa. So I would encourage anyone to sign that letter and to keep the momentum from this win going and to know that student pressure works.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.